This is Fresh Air. There's something about a rapidly strummed guitar chord, followed quickly by an urgent vocal, that helps define an effective rock song. Our rock critic, Ken Tucker, thinks he's found quite a few examples of this on Benjamin Booker's self-titled debut album. The 25-year-old guitarist-singer-songwriter already has served as an opening act on Jack White's recent tour, and Ken says Booker may be ready for headliner status.
There's a raw yet disciplined energy running through Benjamin Booker's debut album. He comes on all out of control, impassioned, torn up in love. But just a few listens and you begin to appreciate the craftsmanship and thought that's gone into creating this music. The song that began this review is called Violent Shiver, a phrase that aptly describes one possible reaction to hearing the doomsday romance scenario that Booker lays out in the lyric. On another song, Always Waiting, Booker commences slowly. You think after the first 30 seconds that the tune is going to be a ballad or a dirge, a feeling seemingly confirmed by the lyric, which is addressed to a young woman with a strong spiritual life. But then Booker's guitar picks up the pace and he starts getting impatient, urging the girl to abandon her faith and come with him. He's got some devil in him, for sure.
Always working. God is working us. God is working. Always searching. Always searching. Devil's working. Devil's working. Baby, don't wait. Our love's here. Don't wait. Our love's here.
Raised in Tampa, Florida, and moving back and forth between there and New Orleans, Benjamin Booker has a lot of Southern soul in his blues rock. When he slows down the tempo, you can hear the grit and the moan in his voice with a starkness that still doesn't make all the details clear. A song such as Slow Coming takes off from what Booker describes as a news report about a little girl shot while bending down to tie her shoes. It sends him into a tailspin of despair, as though he thinks nothing in life is ever going to become easier, better, more humane.
At the top of the hour, today in the knees, little girl is shot down with dying in her sheets.
Benjamin Booker has cited influences ranging from the bluesman Blind Willie Johnson to the L.A. punk band The Gun Club, emphasizing a broad spectrum for the vehemence of his often blaring sound. The way he growls and tears away at syllables and phrases, pitching his voice low, he sounds much older than a guy in his 20s. It's as though he wants to, right out of the gate, sound like he's been around, that he knows the score. So does his drummer, Max Norton, as you can hear on this pounding track.
Yeah.
There's another element in play in Benjamin Booker's music, one that adds tension to this album. His relationships with women, lovers, friends, a sister, are characterized by a protectiveness that can seem alternately considerate and controlling. Booker's honesty, his awareness of this, just makes the intensity of the music all the more intriguing. You're left really wanting to hear where this guy is going next and who he wants to take along for the ride.
Ken Tucker reviewed Benjamin Booker's debut album. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David B. Cooley.
It's a lonely walk with a girl like that, my girl. You ain't seen no love since a memoir at your